B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rat Party Podcast.
Look at us. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, what a show tune.
I thought I could.
Something that'll probably come up tomorrow that didn't come up on the show today was Roy, Loren, you witnessed it, being a complete spaz off the air from about 7:15 a.m. this morning until about 9:15 a.m. because something's going on in his life.
Yeah. Yep.
A spaz?
Yeah, you were being a little like...
I was just trying to figure out a cake.
Maybe spaz isn't the best word, but you're being spastic about something. Like, you were very, like, concerned and very... You could not wait for somebody to answer their phone.
I was excited about doing something because... I knew in my head how it was going to go.
All right, what's going on?
Did you really know how it was going to go? Because I feel like you were expecting a different outcome.
No, I knew how it was going to go. So I wanted a birthday cake from Suarez Bakery because I forgot to order Sterling a birthday cake, which isn't not a big deal in itself because, one, he doesn't care about cake, and honest to God, it's more about me than him. And
what, the cake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he could give two shits about the cake. But are we recording or not?
No, but we could have.
Do you want to?
Oh, I already took my
lemons are already down.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm just shutting mine up.
We're talking about video. So I wanted to call Suarez Bakery, and on their website it says if you want same day cakes, order online. When you go to their website, you have cake slices, then you have whole cakes, but not all the flavors are available to order. Well, I knew online that the cake that I wanted was available by slice, but it was not available by full cake. So I kind of in my head knew how it was going to go. And I was excited to see if they were going to be able to either make this come through and Suarez Bakery could make the impossible possible, or if they were going to shoot me down. And so I already had, you know, when we did the bit where we were talking about arguments you play out in your head.
Yep.
I already kind of had that in my head. And so I was excited.
You were Suarez and yourself in the conversation.
I already knew what Suarez was going to say, and I knew what
Suarez
I was.
Suarez Bakery. Yeah. Hi, yeah, it's Roy.
And I knew I was going to ask them to, instead of selling the cake by the slice to me, just put all the pieces of cake in one. Make one big cake. Evidently, it doesn't work that way. They cut it weird, however.
So now what are we going to do?
Oh, I already had a backup plan. Nothing but cakes.
Ah.
Oh, but now it's another dilemma.
What's his flavor?
He likes the fruit. He likes strawberry cakes or carrot cakes, but they have a raspberry, which will get by just fine. He won't think twice about raspberry. But now I'm trying to figure out, do I want the buntinis, which is like cupcakes?
Yeah.
Or do I want a real cake?
You can get the medium-sized bunt cake.
You think?
That's pretty good.
Think that's what I should do?
Whatever's left over, run my way.
Yeah. Bring it in. Have some cake.
Yeah, we'll celebrate Sterling's birthday tomorrow.
Right.
Is he older than you?
No, I'm older than him.
You are?
Yeah. I'm the grandpa by 2 months. Or a month, by a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I thought maybe he was a little older than you.
No, he's just more successful than me.
Right. Dresses nicer. Has a better job.
He's a director at Procter & Gamble.
Doesn't laugh at fart jokes.
He's just better in every other category. I just beat him on age.
Would you say that he finds half the things you find funny, funny, less than half the things you find funny, funny, or more?
I think at least half, if not all the things, at least half.
That you find funny, he also finds funny?
Find funny, funny. He doesn't like the show.
Well, because you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
yeah.
That
and we talk about him.
Yeah.
And this may be a shocker to those listening to the Rat Party Podcast. But sometimes I'll embellish a story to make it more interesting.
Everybody does, dude. If you witnessed a car accident, it wasn't a fender bender. It was a pretty bad crash with five cop cars.
And I saved a life.
Yeah.
And so
we just happened to say it on the radio in front of thousands of people.
He doesn't like that. He's kind of like Nicole, wants things to be as what life is. And I try to tell him, life is boring. What we do, our existence is mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spice things up. Have fun.
Right.
You know, like we went to Outback Steakhouse. I'm like, let's do some shots. Let's do some drinks. Let's have some fun at Outback.
And?
Well, we did.
Good.
We had a great time. But the point of that is that normal dinner is boring. Let's spice it up.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Right.
So
having said that, because you and I have a silly, immature sense of humor.
he doesn't find a lot of the silly, silly things. Like, I watched Class Action Park by myself, and I laugh.
Yeah, he didn't find it.
He wasn't
it
a big fan of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny about all the stuff that, because I think you insert any smoking 80s kids, I think that's funny. Like, that is, yeah. That character of an 80s kid with denim cutoff shirts and smoking a cigarette and long hair cracks me up.
Yeah. Bullying somebody. Yeah. The typical nerd coming off the bus.
Yeah.
Well, Loren and Dallas, I played golf with them yesterday, and I was a little envious of you two.
Why?
Because you guys get along on, like, a comedic level, whereas, like, Amanda and I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say something very funny and very unique for her to get a laugh, and I don't do that a lot. Like, I have themes for the week.
Yeah.
And my themes are usually the same stuff. It's hard to explain, but my comedy is, like, for this week, it'll be... I know what I did, Roy. You'll like this. Yes, see, you'll like this. She didn't like this.
Okay.
Yesterday at the golf tournament for Eastwood Homes that we went to, there was a gun that you could shoot the ball out of.
Mm-hmm.
And Loren did it. Dallas did it. Nicole and I didn't. And the woman said to me, who was running it, do you want to do it? And I go, oh, no, I don't like guns. I'm not comfortable around guns. And both she and the guy were kind of like, oh, you know, sucks for us. Like, we're here promoting this thing and... you know, here's someone who doesn't like it. And then I was quiet for a second. I go, yeah, ever since the hijacking I was involved in, it was guns have been very traumatic to me. And I said it just like that.
I didn't hear you say that. Yeah. That's funny.
And she goes, wait, are you serious? And I go, no, but that's a really good story, isn't it? I said, feel free to use that. And they laughed. And I told that to Amanda, and she did not laugh at all. She's like, you're so annoying. And I'm like, but that's clever. Like, who the fuck would ever hear, like, nobody has a hijacking story. That you share, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's funny. I feel
like I've had
that,
guns pointed at me during my hijacking. I think that's what I said. During the hijacking, I had guns on me, and I didn't like it.
So that's a prime example of what Sterling would not enjoy.
Yeah.
So Amanda and Sterling, I think Amanda and Sterling are very similar.
Yeah.
With what they believe in socially, yeah. With what they probably find funny.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you could put them in a room, and they would do very well together.
Yeah. Yeah, but so Dallas and Loren, though, were laughing, giggling in the golf cart yesterday because at one point it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
Like everybody had bailed and it was Nicole, Burp, and No Limit Larry left. And then it was just me, Loren, and Dal.
So Dallas would make a joke, you'd laugh, you make a joke, he'd laugh.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas and I get along really great when it doesn't come to parenting. Parenting is like the one thing that it's constantly a battle for us because we just parent so differently. But if it's just the two of us, like yesterday was really good for us because like being at home and being consumed with just life and a newborn and mm-hmm. Cash doing school at home and everything else, like all of that, it weighs very heavily on a relationship when you parent so differently. So like yesterday was refreshing for us to get out and be like, oh, shit, we do like each other.
Right?
You know what
I
mean? It reminds you that, like, as serious as it can get at home and, like, the pressure that you feel, like, sometimes you just got to step away from it.
Sure.
Yeah, and they're laughing and she...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He's like, "Dad, that's funny," you know, and he's laughing at her. And, Amanda came home drunk last night, so she had a big corporate meeting, and so I didn't get to talk to her about it, but I did tell her the hijacking story. That's the first one I wanted to tell her. I go, babe, this is so funny. And she goes, no, it wasn't.
Nothing, yeah, didn't work. That is.
But you and I laugh at all sorts of stupid, stupid shit, Roy and I. Like, mm-hmm. When we leave here, he parks right next to me and we'll both go into drive and park and drive stop like to be like, are you going to go or am I going to go? And it's almost every single time.
And it's just as funny as the first time.
Yeah. After us. and then like we'll honk, and then I'll he'll honk, I'll honk, and be like, din, 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 din.
Yeah, you guys egg each other on.
Yeah, we do a whole show when we leave at the parking garage.
And speaking about 80s show, it's funny because we have bullies here in the building that we call like the seniors.
Yeah.
And it's like our direct boss, Quagmire, Walter, and the head of sales, Whitehead. And we say bullies lightly because they're funny. Like they always
they
have something to say. They heckle,
heckle
us. Yeah. When so if they're sitting outside when you're walking, you're like
you're like the people. They're like, oh great, here we go.
We're scared to walk by them. And then I'll never forget I was being heckled, and the heckling I thought would stop when I got my car. No, he told me to roll the window down.
And then they can continue to heckle you about something.
Yeah, it's always
we're
some.
Not done.
We can't, like, whenever we see our the seniors, as we call them, when we go outside, we go,
we're
oh,
freshmen.
God, we're freshmen. We're like, how do we not be seen?
And then we'll get a text on the MRL text chain, and it'll be like, got busted by the seniors today. Mm-hmm. And you just are dying to hear what they said to you.
For the life of us, we always run into them when we leave. We can't ever time it right.
Mm. But, yeah, that's pretty funny. And any, I don't know, the point was back to Sterling and his birthday.
Yep.
We wandered there. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
we did.
All we, do
we did.
Mm.
What? So you're gonna get the cake? Did you get him a gift?
I did. Do you want to know what it is?
Will you listen?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be surprised if he did. If it's a good test. If I go home and he knows what it is,
that's a good test.
Then that's scary because that means he listens all the time.
And you've said worse things.
I have said worse things.
Oh,
and that
if
means
he listens
knows.
To this, then you'd be in trouble on a daily. You're fine, I think.
I got him some grow lights that are built into the shelf, and because he's big into plants. But I would buy him these grow lights that, I'm not trying to be xenophobic, but you can't pronounce the names, and they don't work well. It's some Japanese product.
Mm-hmm.
It's crap.
It's like my Chinese belt that I got that smelled weird.
Yeah, you're like, I don't think that whatever that thing that starts with it, whatever this word is that starts with an X and an F, like I don't know how to pronounce that.
Those letters never go together in any word.
There's seven consonants in this damn name. I don't know how to pronounce it. It doesn't work right. Sometimes it works, sometimes it works. Well, I got GE... an American name brand. That sounds
good.
So wrong.
So you're happy about that? You think it's going to work? Well.
I think it's going to work.
There's
we'll
something
be able to
that.
Yeah,
there is something to that. Whether you know it offends people or not. Listen, we're sorry, but it's the saying is like I got a cheap piece of crap from China.
Yeah,
because they manufacture cheap pieces of crap that you pay for.
This seems to be of higher quality. Sure as hell was more expensive.
Yeah.
So I got that, and then I got to put the lights in. I got this plant backpack that has a Monstera on it that I thought he could put all of his plant crap in.
Oh my God, you want full plant?
Yeah.
What if he tells you the whole plant thing's over in his life right now?
Well, whatever he gets into next, I'll support.
Remember when you got him a Harry Potter wand?
Yeah, he's like, what the hell do I do with that? We end up throwing it away.
This could go in the... in the same pile.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's a very specific gift.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, you like Harry Potter? I saw a Harry Potter logo when I was at Walmart. Seemed like it was a good fit.
Is he going to get the PS5 for the Harry Potter game that everybody's raving about?
He wants one, but he can't order because the online ordering is, like, maxed or something. But no, I got him some other things. I got him some merch from a podcast that he loves. My mom got him a heated blanket like he's an old man, which I thought was funny.
And do you still wear a blanket when you sit on the couch?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
I went over to play PlayStation at his house, and he was bundled up in a blanket like a grandma.
In the middle of summer.
In the middle of summer. I'm not even joking. I had shorts and a T-shirt on, and he had a blanket on. He's like, it gets cold in here. I'm like, well, turn the air down a little or turn it up.
No, I don't really do that anymore, but the blanket, the heated blanket was like, keep your feet warm is what the package said. Mm. And so I walk into the room because I've already given him this birthday present because it's from my mom. And I walk into the room and the blanket's just around his feet. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, it's a heated blanket for your feet. I'm like, no. It's a heated blanket. There's just a pocket for your foot. He didn't know you're supposed to. He didn't know how to use
it. You opened up a whole new world for him.
He didn't know how to use a heated blanket, which I thought was funny. But yeah. So
dinner? Going out to dinner? Are you making him his favorite dish?
We got some Clean Eats in the fridge.
Hmm.
I don't know. We're going out to dinner Saturday night. He wants to go to P.F. Chang's. And why are you laughing? Because I told you we're on a chain tour. We're going to all these different chains. And
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's is good. They got the lettuce wraps.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I feel like you're making up for a lot of...
The lettuce wraps are really good. So is the soup.
A lot of lost time that you haven't gone out.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've gone out like the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I personally feel at some of these restaurants that are mom and pop, they're not as well as socially distant as some of the chains, is what I've noticed. But no, so we're going to do that, and then I'll ask him if he wants like Thai food or Indian cuisine tonight, something that I hate, sushi or some crap, and I'll pick that up tonight.
I thought you had clean eats.
Well, I do have that for me.
Oh.
But now 2 years ago, I got him a sushi cake.
Oh, it was so cool.
It was like a five-tiered cake of sushi.
I remember that.
And I told him, I was like, don't expect anything close to that birthday.
So good.
Yeah.
Who are you texting?
No one.
We're in the whole podcast over there sending texts out. To Dal? Mm-hmm.
No.
She's like, get me out of here.
Are you and Dal arguing over the kids?
Nope. Hmm.
Okay, that's a wrap party podcast, everybody.
Diving in deeper and intimately with our lives. Now I kind of want to prod at you.
Well, if you go back and listen to the podcast, you're not going to hear much of Ren because she was looking at her phone the entire time you were talking about everything going on. It's not a complaint. You just were.
Yeah, I mean, Roy had his story. Wow. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like,
I'm a multitasker. I can listen and get the stuff done.
I like to be looked at.
I know you do.
I like the attention.
I'll stare at you
awkwardly
then.
It's not why I'm eating. Don't look at me while I eat. Those people are weird.
Roy, stare into my eyes.
Just be honest with us right before we go out of the Rap Party podcast. Be honest with us. Did you make a purchase during the Rap Party podcast?
No, but I almost did.
Okay.
I almost did.
You were shopping?
Well, and I think we're going to probably talk about some of this tomorrow, but I was looking at something for Elena, and I took a screenshot of something that I might get her as a going away present.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting.
Looks all nice. Right. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. We do have a family meeting at 7 a.m. Loren's calling it. So if you're listening to Kiss 95.1 in Charlotte, be listening at 7 a.m.
All right. Toodles.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.